This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and now it's time for our Market Wrap. And our story today is about EPF dividends, and all things considered, they paid a pretty decent 2018 dividend of 6.15% for conventional savings and 5.9% for Sharia. This is taking into account how bad it was for world stocks markets last year.
Yeah. First off, right, the 2017 dividends were the highest in like 20 years or so at 6.9% for the conventional and 6.4% for Sharia. So matching anything close to that was a tall order. So the markets were expecting way lower dividends, with forecasts saying anything more than 5.5% would be miraculous. So how did EPF actually manage 6.1%?
We're right? acting like it's, you know,
it is, because it's our money, right? So bear in mind that a big portion of its investments are in equities or stocks, and they contribute to its EPF's income and our dividends eventually. And although 2018 was a rather negative year for stocks overall, there were at least three good quarters for EPF, during which the fund managers realized their profits. And here's Tunku Ali Zakri alias explaining that in his first briefing as CEO.
In 2018, on a quarter-to-quarter performance, the first three quarters was actually not too bad. So we had declared our investment income for quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. But then the bloodbath began in quarter four. Red October went into red November, and it's also bled into red December.
That is the most kind of entertaining and descriptive financial kind of breakdown that I've heard. Red October, I love it. For what it's worth, if you, like me, have not actually checked your EPF ever to see how much your dividends translate to in actual ringgit, you can either go check online or via the KWSP app or at the kiosks with your MyCard, which I think I might do. Anyway, Sean, EPF members are usually those, I mean, this is kind of who are employed, right? Yeah. And for those who are self-employed, how do they benefit from these returns?
You're right, especially when you talk about people like Grab drivers, YouTubers, online shops, housewives, you know, they all belong to the informal sector workers. And this is why EPF came up with the I Saraan and I Suri last year. So in 2018, EPF registered over 160,000 members in the informal sector alone. And here's Ali Zakri explaining how that actually happened.
We've actually been very worried about the drop in terms of the formal sector workers, the ones who actually have a contract with corporations, whereby contributions to the EPF is done automatically. Now, the number of formal sector workers have actually started to shrink because people are going into the informal sector. You know, they start to jual tudung online, they start to go on Grab driver. Those are all the informal sector workers, including housewives, fishermen, taxi drivers, artists, so on and so forth. So we were very worried about that, and we actually came up with the products called I Saraan and I Suri, hoping to entice the informal sector to become part of the EPF.
That was Tunku Ali Zakri alias, the CEO of EPF. And moving on to stocks, Maxis Berhad was trading in the red today. What's going on there?
Yeah, Maxis shares were trading lower by 2 cents earlier today after posting weaker earnings in the fourth quarter. And this is when the telco's net profit went down by more than half at 266 million ringgit compared to the same period in 2017. And going forward, Maxis also announced a 1 billion ringgit capex over the next 3 years for its new strategy. This is to become a converged communications and digital services company in both the fixed and mobile markets. At close today, Maxis was 1.4% down at 5.55.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.